این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Baytullah al-Haram, the house of Allah in Mecca, is the first house erected for people. Simplicity of the house and the mosque, as in time of the Prophet Abraham and early days of Islam, and the congregation of Muslims in that unpolluted place is 1,000 times greater than decoration of the Kaaba and tall buildings, while being negligent of the main purpose, which is rising for people and securing the interests of people.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. This is Ali, and we are trying to present some of the sayings of the late Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh, on the victory of the Islamic Revolution. Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh, says, if the whole world rises against us and destroys us, we will win. I think this sentence is quite familiar to many brothers and sisters who have been following this series of sessions. Imam Rahmatullah Ali says and believes that there is no defeat in our culture. We are in either side of Ihdal Husnain. That is, if we get martyred, we are happy and we are prosperous. If we don't get the chance of martyrdom and we stay alive, again, we are prosperous and we are victorious again. So this beautiful saying of Imam Khomeini Rahmatullah Ali is in the same ideology, in the same literature that he has in his own personality and even in his own books, that he attributes everything, every goodness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you get connected to the ocean of the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you are victorious. Then no power can stand in front of you and defeat you. And even if you are killed and even if you are defeated formally, it doesn't mean that you are defeated, because you are a spiritually winner. The same way that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam was a winner and he was victorious. And formally narrating the history of the Karbala and tragedy of Karbala, we can see that we might say that, yes, Imam Hussein was defeated. But in a sense, Imam Hussein was victorious because the culture of Imam Hussein is still alive. And plenty of people now are sacrificing themselves for this culture in different parts of the world. This is what Imam Khomeini rahmatullah takes from the teachings of the Holy Prophet and the Imams, and specifically from the story of Ashura and Karbala.
Ya Rabbana salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi.
Imam Rahmatullah Ali says that if the whole world stands in front of us, we shall stand in front of them. We don't care that we are few in number, but we believe that we are right and we have right beliefs. We have Islamic teachings with us. We believe in God. We believe in Islam and Islamic teachings, and we step ahead for the sake of God. And Allah will help us again in return. This ideology can be seen, can be narrated in different angles of his personality. And this charisma that knows nothing except God, it means that he has himself been solved in the existence of God. As a person that he doesn't see himself except the Creator. Imam Rahmatullah Ali was someone like this. He doesn't see himself. Whatever he sees is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we said earlier, this could be seen in the course of history, in the lifestyle of the Holy Prophet and saints in the course of history.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
لا إله إلا